Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Good evening, mga katunay. Kamusta kayo? Yung maulan. It's raining in the Philippines. Oh, gabi, it's evening here. Why is it bright and sunny with Rosle and Iba? Where are you guys?
Hi. We are in Europe.
Recorded yan.
We are in Europe.
Real Europe, ha? Real Europe.
Baka mute ka, Iba. Okay, so tonight, we have a special guest. Lahat kami wala sa studio. We're not in the studio tonight because everyone is away. Si Iba, Buck is in New York. And Aris is in South Island. And these two guys, it's sunny in their area. They're in the other part of the globe. They're in Europe. So, Aris, can you introduce our guest for tonight?
Yes, I think the whole TLR team has met this guy. He's a very dear friend of mine. And whenever I see him, I need to practice my English. Yeah, it's good. meet my friend, Mr. Ross Nevero. He's been in the Philippines several times. I think it's his second nationality. He's Slovenian. And he owns Scratch Motor Tours.
Hey guys. Hi, thank you, Aris. Hello, Philippines.
I'm Rosley.
Hi from sunny Europe.
Driving. Where are you going? Driving, where are you off to?
I'm driving home. I just I'm on a highway. I have 1 more hour to drive home. I was in the capital for some meetings, and I'm driving home.
That's your home. You're driving home. You're driving your home.
That's my motor home. While I'm not at home, I travel with this one, so I can stay everywhere overnight.
Oh, awesome. But Aris, I heard you and Rosley had a lot of fun in that mobile home.
Actually, always when we're together, either in Europe or in the Philippines, we always have fun. Horsley is like every motorcyclist. Horsley is very adventurous. He likes challenges. He likes traveling from normal travel to abnormal travel. He just, you know, it's fun all the time.
You were gone for quite a while, and it was Rosley who took you away from us. You're gone, and what brought you to the other side of the world?
Actually, it's been a very special trip, because aside from we having some side trips, like we were supposed to be there for the BMW Motor Race, where 16 joined, participated in. So I was there by, I was requested by Rose to assist him and take care of the guys. Also, another special thing is he was celebrating his birthday. And the third one is the 10th anniversary of Dutch Motorsports. So three special events. That's why I cannot say no. Even I was hosted for 1 month.
1 month in Europe? Oh my God.
Yeah, more than a month. Thank you. There is
the fourth one. There is the fourth one Aris didn't mention.
Which one? I missed something.
Yes, his visa was too late last year, so he couldn't join us last year. So that's why we joined this year tours and the last years. So that's why it was 1 month instead of 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a punishment.
I have a question. I have a question for Rosley. Tell us something about Clutch Moto Tours. How did it start?
It started 10 years ago. On the 15th of April, we launched the brand in Australia on one big event for the motorcycles. And ever since we are organizing the trips, I have a tourism background because I was international tour guide and tour director since the year 2000.
Wow.
And before I started Clutch, I was freelance tour guide on a motorcycle for the other motorcycle touring companies in Europe. And then I started my own brand. So that were the beginnings 10 years ago, yeah. But in the Philippines, I arrived to the Philippines in 2017 to see the situation on the market after spending a lot of time in Europe as the bus tour guide and tour director for the Filipino doctors. So I had more than 1,000 clients from the Philippines who are not riders before I involved in the riding community in the Philippines. And Aris is the first Filipino I knew from the motorcycling community.
Wow.
So there's a fifth reason. There's a fifth reason why Aris was here for the 10th anniversary. Because me and Aris, since 2017, were hanging around the riding community in the Philippines. And we were riding and having fun in the Philippines, because I visit the country usually about 5 times per year. And we were riding also in Europe, but this one was the anniversary trip. That's why it had to be more than a month.
Wow.
The time I met you, Rosley, was through our good friend, the late, awesome Valderas. That was about seven years ago, maybe 6 years ago.
That was in 2017.
That was in 19 when we had that podcast. That was one of your first podcasts, I think.
Correct. Or yeah, the beginning.
There were the beginnings of the podcasts. Yeah. I didn't even know what's podcast at that time.
Up to now. That's not like a podcast.
Explain Rosley, what's a podcast?
I know it now.
All right. So,
I think that was a heritage event of Jay Taruk, if I'm right.
Correct. In Metro 10.
Yeah. Yes.
What made you for a month? What happened? What enticed you? What did Rosley tempt you with?
Massage.
I'm very curious about this van that Rosley's driving right now. So does that have a toilet and a room?
Yeah.
It has a toilet, it has a shower, it has everything. And it has a fridge full of beer.
Always.
Oh my God. That sounds really...
It has more beer than water. Water.
If you want a tour of the of it, I can stop and show you the present situation after the Aris left.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, we'd love to.
Wait. We're very curious because Aris was telling us this is where he stayed for about a month, and we want to know if he left a lot of memories there.
Yeah, but hey guys, don't make other to understand this trip wrong. We were just a week hanging with the camper van. And then we were riding. But while we were hanging around with the camper van, we had the Vespa attached at the back because we were traveling to Switzerland for the World Vespa Days. And us a proper riders, we took Vespa at the back on a hook, not riding it.
just for a show.
I remember.
We were moving just locally there in Interlaken, in Switzerland.
What happened in World Vespa Day Aris? You want to fly all the way there? What was the big to-do?
Yeah, actually, Ibad, amazingly, there were some Filipinos there also. I think I saw Luigi Buenaventura there and other guys too. It's a one hell of a gathering. Of course, you see a lot of Vespas around. But you know what's so incredible about that bike event, scooter event, is you see a lot of old Vespas dating back 1950s. I think there are more of them than the new ones. And then you see them all rusted up. And still, the owners are very proud of it.
Because the most valuable Vespa has original paint and everything is original. And these guys, they own the old Vespas from the 60s and with the original color.
All rusted up.
And they're
experts about Vespa. These are really passionate guys. I mean, very successful guys in life. But there was a guy, a neighbor, who was, you know, the best place to stay there at the event is a camp, camping there. That's why we went there with the camper van, because it's too far traveling to have a tent. So we decided to go with the camper van. And there was a guy, a neighbor, he owns 40 old Vespas. 40. But that's not everything. His daughter is how much are is 14 or 15? And she's racing. Yeah. And she's racing with Vespas.
Wow.
So that's a really passionate family. So that guy knew everything about Vespas, but he didn't know that the Vespas for Yugoslavian market, they didn't have the oil gauge under the seat.
The pro tip here is, if you're gonna go to World Vespa Day, motorhome. Is that the pro tip?
No. Go and ride. I mean, the passionate Vespa guys would just say, but you know, it's one of the ways. You can combine it. Then depends on how much time you have. We were in rush to be back for the BMW Motorrad Days tour and the Filipino crowd flooding the Europe. So, we had a mission after the mission, so we were on schedule.
First mission was World Vespa Day. What did you guys see there? Why should people go?
It's a bonding with the same-minded people. Vespa passionate guys, Vespa believers. Vespa world is like a religion, same like the BMW world, Ducati, Harley. So yes, it's Vespa. So it's good to be there if you own Vespa, or it's just good to be there to see the vibe of the event. Plus, in Switzerland, it's so beautiful. There's so many other things to do. So you just enjoy the nature while you stop by the World Vespa Day. Aris, you can explain that from the Filipino perspective, which is different.
For me,
it's like at home, just going to another village because the scenery is same. But for you Filipinos, coming to Switzerland is just another view.
Yeah, that place is amazing.
I can say that the scooters, even how old they are, they blended well with the beautiful scenery.
Oh, and I have one interesting historical information to share with you. Our dear friend Aris Illegan owns one of 300 special edition Vespa helmets which were sold exclusively at this event.
Wow.
Pasalubong Aris.
So they made them only 300, and Aris bought one of the 300. But now I will tell you even better information. He paid for it, but it's in my garage in Slovenia. So now we can actually discuss who owns it.
Wow, so
So the price of it is growing every day. Every day is more collector's piece. And I'm involved. I'm a shareholder.
Yeah, definitely a thing to collect.
I don't think I'll ever get to wear that helmet.
I think because we were previously a dealer of Vespa in the Philippines. We were number one for 2 years, I think back in 2018. 2019, and I would say that Vespa owners in the Philippines are very passionate individuals, you know?
More than passionate.
More than. I have one question. You said there are a lot of Filipinos in Vespa World Days. Which group was it in there?
There were two groups. There was a little bit of drama, right, Aris? What happened? How did it resolve?
There was not many people by the number, but there were.
When we were there, Rusty keeps asking, "What's happening here?"
Oh, yeah, Aris. Share. What's happening? What happened? There was a little bit of drama. What is the drama, Aris?
Yeah, actually, the trouble started here in the Philippines, and they brought it there. I mean, it's a shame. Yeah.
I know that.
It's not there. And the best one best pa day's organizer, you think got turned off of what's happening.
Wow, why?
Yeah, in front of me. They were talking to one guy, which who I wouldn't name at this point. He walked out while talking to him because he's just, you know, pissed off. Why do I, maybe the guy was the European guy. I think he's Swiss. Maybe he's thinking, why do I have to be in touch with this issue?
Oh my God.
The issue. Paris.
Yeah, so, wow. Anyway, but we're not party to those squabble. Me and Rose were just, you know, downing bottles of beer.
It's compassion. Actually, you know, I can tell you from my my perspective or our perspective with Ari. It was like elections. Imagine, and then the whole day people they go to elections. You know, it's and then you have the people in the back camp waiting for the results. So me and Aris were sitting at the table and just having a beer after the beer and just following the drama, what will happen. But actually, from the beginning, more we believed that something will happen, more we knew that nothing will happen. So it was just, and then when the drama was revealed, we were actually not so surprised.
Anyway. You know, oh, there's a big concert there, and you know, a lot of people exchanging stickers. No, but I didn't have so much Tonina Rider stickers. German girl, a pretty German girl, got one of the Tonina Rider stickers. Immediately,
but you know. Are you gonna tell them the secret?
What's the secret?
The trading secret.
We didn't have enough Tunai Rider stickers, but we were both wearing Tunai Rider underpants.
That's why. Did you show it to them?
I guess we got the best endorsement.
You know, it's just a. We both agree that next year you should give us the black or the brown ones, that the brown color is not seen so much, like on the white.
Definitely, yeah. People want it, but so it's not for sale. So definitely you, Rosley, would have one for you after the show.
It's not for sale. I have one. If it's not for sale, I will wash this one because they have more value now.
Yeah. It's limited edition. All right. So you guys did, you had some drama from the Filipino
Switzerland.
Vespa contingent. After you did the Vespa World Days on the motorhome with the Vespa in the back, what was the next part of your trip, Aris?
Yeah. After you were scheduled to go to the Harley Davidson event in, was that Hungary, Budapest. That didn't push through because we had some friends, special friends, Filipino friends who were in Germany. We have to meet them and we have to, you know, assist them. It was with his family, but we also had a grand time. And I think Rosley would agree that vacant time, we were able to prepare better for the Motorrad Days, which is the main event. That's why we were there.
Oh yeah,
and that's why we went to Germany before, so we had to check some things while we were assisting our friends there. So all good.
Yeah,
it meant to happen like this.
So you didn't push through with the Harley event.
No,
we cannot pull the Harley at the back of the camper. No more space.
Yeah. Okay, so you went straight to Germany, and then tell us what happened. Well,
yeah.
Is it already the BMW Motorrad Days?
No. From Germany, after we took care of our special friend and his family, we went to Slovenia, right? We got our bikes, and group by group, the riders arrived, the Filipino riders arrived. first batch, the Boss People and some other groups. From Slovenia, we went first day. We hosted that, treated them to a special tour in Bled. It's a very nice place in there's a castle, old castle, and a very nice church in the middle of an island. A very nice place, yeah.
Filipino riders. Slovenia. Filipino riders. And what bikes did you guys use?
What kind of bikes?
Riders and what bikes?
Ah.
We were using BMWs.
Almost new.
For this event.
Almost new. 1250s and yeah, during the first group, I was the only one riding the 750 GS, but it was my choice because, I'm getting old already, so I want a lighter bike. And it's also practical for me in case one of the riders, will have difficulty in riding the GS with the swap bikes.
Wait, I just checked. Germany to Slovenia is about 900 kilometers, right? So 9 hours. It's a 9-hour drive. Who's driving?
Yeah, but depends which cities you put in the navy. It's only 250 kilometers from one border to another one, the closest area.
Wow.
So it's not so far. Our capital in Munich are 4.5 hours driving away.
Okay. Anyway,
on the highway.
So you were saying, Aris?
Yeah, it's very different. I mean, in one day maybe you can cross 4 countries. That's your
road. Oh my God!
Very efficient, and you see the difference on tollway systems. Some countries don't have tollway systems. But, you have to buy stickers before you can use the roads. But there are not tollways. Some countries, like Italy, they have tollways.
Yeah.
Different systems, but they're perfectly working well.
Mm.
It's very amazing.
Okay, so there are some countries that have different, like, allowable speed limit. Or allowable motorcycle that can pass through the highway. Is that correct?
Yeah. There's some small bikes that cannot enter the tollways, but some countries they allow it.
Mm-hmm.
But this driving discipline here is very high.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're not allowed, they won't push it. You just stay in the inside roads. But here, if there's nobody guarding the tollways, Filipinos will still ride through it. There, they won't do it.
In Europe, actually, not many riders are using the highways.
Mm.
Highways are more to move from one region to another one when you do a bit more scenic ride, or if you're in a hurry going somewhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we ride the good countryside roads.
Yeah.
There's less traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So highways are the last options.
Wow.
But we have a good highway system also, and there's not so much traffic like in the Philippines.
Yeah, but for sure.
It's right opposite, In the Philippines, you have less traffic on a highway and more traffic on the local roads, especially tricycles and all that. We don't have that in Europe. That's why the rides are more enjoyable, more safe.
I can say. So you were saying you went from Germany to Slovenia, right? And then what happened? What happened in Slovenia?
Yeah, the real tour starts from there. We got our bikes from the rental bikes based in Slovenia. We rode together, going through. I think Italy already lost. We spent more time in Italy. We went to
first Italy.
Wait. How much is the motorcycle rent in Slovenia, if I may ask?
It depends from 150 to 250 euros. Depends which bike you take.
Okay.
So
let's say,
depends of the season.
Okay.
Depends of the season. For example, If there's a Motor of Days event, price is almost double.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it also depends on what models you take, you know. With Clutch Moto Tours, we provide new models. So either brand new from the store or 1 year old. and of course the price for these bikes is higher than some people with who come and rent their own bikes, which are 3-4 years old.
Mm. So what bike did you get, Aris?
Oh, the 750 GS. Always, every time I go with Ross there, I think it's my fourth time to be there. I always choose the 750 or 850. So I'm a very practical guy. You know, every time we go around, we have a long ride. It's the 1250 GS who first go to the gasoline station. always.
So, Rosle, do you advise to like people choose the middleweight bikes rather than the 1250s?
Look, you know, I'll say like this: 1250 is an icon. In 1250 is an icon and a status symbol. And people, they more follow the status symbol than the safety. And we know that there are people who own this 1250 and ride it or just have it. And when they go on a tour, they want to have it, but their capability of riding it safely is low. So there are many examples when these kind of riders come to us on a tour, and then they end up on a smaller bike just because physically they cannot control it on their own. And you can have a private service with us, no problem. And then we can hire 5 helpers to control every landing and takeoff.
Oh my god!
But, you know, we cannot afford.
That includes Aris
project.
And Aris is one of the helpers.
Yeah. Aris assist technology.
You know, while on a tour, Aris doesn't have any title except one, just best friend. So
he can be Aris, the official mascot.
Aris has a multi capability.
Yeah.
So he's multi useful.
What do you recommend as a what's the best kind of bike you think? Your kind of tours. I mean, if you take away, I have a GS, I want to ride a 1250 GS. Recommend. Fun out of that kind of trip.
So, if you want to ride 1250, what kind of trip is best for you? Or, I didn't understand the question. Or what kind of bike would I recommend for the trips we are organizing?
What kind of bike would you recommend? If you're organizing.
Any bike. But I would prefer people taking the touring bikes. So any bike from the touring sector of any brand is good to travel with. So sometimes people are asking me if they can make tours only on the BMWs. No, BMW are only the most popular touring bikes which are used in the travel industry. And because demand for these bikes is higher than for the to travel than for the other brands, then the rental companies, they have more BMW touring bikes in a fleet than other bikes. So that means that it's easier to put a group or to put more BMW touring bikes together as the travel organizer than the other ones. But you know, it's It's motorcycle is just a tool to ride and enjoy, and actually just the feeling to be on two wheels, yep, and absorbing the beauty of the area you're riding. That's the point. It's not the point of the brand. That's the marketing issue of the multi companies making money. That's how I see the things. That's why it's difficult to answer what's the best bike, because every bike has the different soul. And at the end, when you get into the new environment, you're more after absorbing this environment and enjoy the travel and have fun,
yep,
than that brand part.
My next question is, does all of your outfit, your helmet, your jacket, everything need to match the bike?
No, that's a provocative question. as long as your riding gear is safe, we are fine. But for you, it's even better that it's comfortable, so you have even more fun.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Shout out muna kay ano, Trunks Adarna, Chai Chai Kabao, good evening. Saan kayo, Cebu?
5 in the house.
Q815. Anyway, so you were in Slovenia getting the bikes. Tell us about your trip. What happened in the Motorrad days?
Me? Of course, we met the guys. The boss people led by boss Te Uzis and Si Omi was also there. Of course, Mocha. We had fun, and immediately we were having this kind of what do you call this? Camaraderie was kind of automatic because, of course, we are all Filipinos there. And, you know, experiencing, because there were first timers and there were, you know, old timers in the Motorrad days. And you'd be surprised that a big number of the riders were there for the second or third time, maybe fourth time also. They just keep coming back. It shows that it's a kind of addicting. Although, you know, Europe is very big, Germany is very big, Italy is very big. You couldn't say that you're always taking that route. Maybe you'll cross back in the second, third time, but you're always taking the new route and always amazing. You always have amazing scenarios.
So how many are you guys in the group?
What's that first batch? How many?
I'm back.
Yeah.
First batch. How many were there in per batch?
There are two groups.
Two groups.
Yeah. One was the first group before the Motorrad days, and the other came after the Motorrad days. So there were switching of bikes. Turnover of bikes. From the first group to the second group. And almost, all in all, around 60 riders.
60. Wow. Yeah. 60 riders.
Especially in the second group, it's a big group.
What was your route like from Slovenia? Where did you ride to?
Yeah.
We went to Italy, from Slovenia to Italy, to the most beautiful Alpine part of Italy.
Yeah.
We called that part of the Alps Dolomites.
Oh, wow.
And from the Dolomites, we were staying in Cortina d'Ampezzo, which is the most modern Italian Alpine ski resort area, where also the Winter Olympic Games were held. And then from there, we were riding to the Stelvio area. We were staying underneath the Stelvio Pass, the holy grail of the passes in the Alps. So we stay there, we cross the Stelvio Pass, and then we went to the Switzerland. We stayed in San Moritz, the most modern and posh skiing resort area in Switzerland. And from there we went to Garmisch-Partenkirchen, which is the most modern and posh ski resort area in Germany. Mm-hmm. And from there we went to Munich.
Yep.
And from Munich to Berlin.
Okay.
So that was the route going up, and then the event and of the BMW Motorrad Days for the weekend. And then the first batch left Berlin to fly back to the Philippines, and the second batch continued the same route the other way around.
Oh, wow.
To bring that bikes back to Slovenia.
Oh, my God.
100 a day on average that you guys travel.
Usually the day with the Clutch Moto Tours starts with a breakfast in the morning and the clutch out between 8:30 and 9, lunch between 12 and 1. We never ride more than an hour and a half after the morning start, so we stop for a coffee break for about half an hour.
Super chill.
And then pretty much the same riding time to the lunchtime.
Oh my God.
And then the afternoon after lunch depends on the route. Sometimes we go directly to the hotel, or sometimes we have another break after an hour after lunch for refreshment, toilets, dressing up.
Oh my God.
And then usually we come to the hotel around 5 p.m. so everyone can enjoy the focus is not to be later than 5, but some days the group is more slow, the weather condition slows us down, or we just enjoy more during the day, and we come there maybe an hour later. And then dinner time around 7:30.
Oh my God. And then
or 8, depends.
And then drinking.
The drinking starts the moment you park your bike. And the class guys will give you ice cold beer.
Oh my God. I'm sold. Probably next. I hope my wife is watching this episode, because probably next year this is on my bucket list. How about it, Iba? Have you tried? Have you tried the Euro trip?
No, I can't afford it. I don't have. My wife isn't as giving as your wife.
Maybe
you
start selling iconic
Kunai
Rider underwear in Europe.
We need to
spread Kunai Rider under 1,000 passes a pop.
Yeah. Aris, I want to ask you, what's your favorite scenic place from the route that you traveled?
Of course, I love the Alps, the Italian Alps. And this time, very memorable, the Dolomites. The Dolomites in Italy. That, what's the name of the place that was it? Just met on the... We just stayed in that hotel and we just go around. There's so many places to go. I think we were there 2 days, right? Because then overnight stay.
We were in the Dolomites.
Yeah.
Everyone you will ask, they will say that the Dolomites were the highlight. You will have many people, they will tell you that the Dolomites and the passes in the Dolomites and enjoying the Dolomites in general is better experience than Stelvio Pass.
The thing is only that
the people, they don't know yet for it. So
no, but Rosle, I should also share this experience, because the Dolomites, the weather is so unpredictable. You know, it's sunny in the morning and before it's noon time it's gonna rain hard. Then it's sunny again before early afternoon. It's very unpredictable. So when we were starting the tour, the Pinoy riders were asking if they need to bring rain gear. So I just kept telling them to be safe, you guys, bring rain gear. And there were those guys who didn't bring rain gear. And it's very cold up there, guys. It's, I mean, I was within 4 layers of clothing.
Imagine 4 layers?
Yeah, plus the rain gear.
Oh my God. How cold is it?
Very cold. Maybe almost. It's negative. Cold. It's just not cold.
20 degrees down.
Yeah. Very cold.
Yep.
9?
Yeah. You know, on the top of the Stelvio Pass, you can still enjoy snow. Yeah. Not on the road, but on the side.
When you go down to the lowest part of Italy, it's summer.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah. You know, at the end or before we end, I would like to give a tip to all the riders who've never been riding to Europe and they wish to do it. And I'm sure that everybody who've been with me or with other ones more than 2 times in Europe will agree with that. So you tell me when.
Here's one question first before we go to that tip. Aris, what was the biggest mistake you did a Europe trip?
That's an interesting question. Biggest regret?
Yeah. Biggest regret, biggest mistake that you made entire more than 1 month in Europe?
I will not say regret, but it's something that I miss. It's not taking my family because I don't have that much money. Maybe if I have money, I'll take them there, especially on my son, right? So you can ride big bike. Let's do my bucket list. Yeah, save up for that. But you know,
it's...
I enjoy it, but I will enjoy better if I have my family.
Not enough, huh?
Not enough time?
Yeah.
It's
all right.
It's so special and exceptional that you want to share it with the people you love.
Can I also say that, you know, it's I see Rosley when you started this tour with the Philippines. It's a fast becoming trend of these riders taking their wives or their son to Europe to ride with them. I think that's a very special thing. Nothing beats that. It's better than buying a new GS. Your third or fourth GS, save your money and go to Europe.
To Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. How much did you spend with the entire trip? Does it cost 1 GS?
Excluding shopping, no.
Oh my God.
And even 1/3. You know, if you don't spend so much, 1/3 of that.
Yeah. Actually, right? Yeah.
You know why it becomes expensive because these people shop a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, they buy so many things.
I think you're find the camper van.
You know, it's a real experience. The first time I rode Rosley's camper van, you know, it's a real experience. And Filipinos who were able to take that camper van, because there are only a few of them who were able to ride that camper van.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're thinking of getting one, and I don't know if it's practical here to have that kind of thing, but it's a very nice thing. And in fact, when we're in the hotel, mostly doesn't sleep in the hotel room, sleeps in the hotel room. Even if we have extra bed, he stays in the hotel room.
It's not on the tour, it's while we were traveling, you know.
Yeah, also.
Wow.
That's like a home.
Well, what are your tips for people who want to do the tour?
Okay. Here are the here are the tips which there are many people who went on a tour already, and they will tell you as a beginner something because they will play a smart ass. But maybe the situation is different, that they are aware, but they will just tell their own experience. But now I will tell you my experience. If you go first time on a ride to Europe, and if you want to be a part of some big event like a BMW Motorrad Days or the World Ducati Week, these are now the two biggest events in Europe, which are attracting 90 plus percent of the Filipino riders were traveling to Europe because of these two events. It lasts 7 years since actually the motorcycle traveling to Europe started in the Philippines. So if you go for the pilgrimage, that will always be in July. I call pilgrimage the BMW Motorrad Days or the World Ducati Week. So if you go for that, you will probably go once, because once you see that, you're done. So you go to see other destinations. So both of the events are in July. July is next to August, the hottest month in Europe. And in Europe is also very hot. So the Filipinos, they don't like hot. So they like a bit chilly weather. And that the only place you find that in Europe is in the Alps. So my advice is, if you go first time to Europe, and for the time of the big event, go to the Alps. Take the Alps tour. If your friends who've been many times to the other destination trying to convince you to go somewhere else, they will go there only because they've been to Alps before. Yeah. But you go to Alps because there's the best riding and there's the best climate for you as the Filipino in the summer. And that's something that you will really enjoy. All the rest is doing something what the other ones do, but they've been to Alps before. And you're doing something because the other ones are doing, not because you want to yourself the best. Because what I'm telling you is the best. Yeah. And after you've done with the July Holy Grail events, World Ducati Week or the BMW Motorrad Days, then you're done with pilgrimage, because the pilgrimage dates are pushing you to July. But July is the worst time to have these events. The events are held in July, the first or second week of July for Motorrad Days or the World Ducati Week, the third week of July every 2 years. It's only because the facilities where the events are happening are free, and it's easier for the organizers to rent it. So you're actually pushed to the worst, hottest time to ride your ride to the event. So after you do one of these events with the Alps at the back, don't book your tours in July and August. Book your tours in April, May and June, and September and October. This is the best time to ride, because in Europe we have the summer school holidays starting the 24th of June, and the kids go to school tomorrow. That's the 1st of September. So in this time, you are pushed by the two big events to come to ride to Europe. And all the rest is the best riding is out of these dates. But keep in mind that for Scandinavia and Alps, it's the best time, July and August. So if you do it July and August, do Alps. And if you, when you're doing other tours and exploring other parts of Europe on a motorbike, don't do it in July and August, because it's too hot and there are too many vehicles on the road because of the traffic. So if you follow this formula, you will have a great time. All what is different than this
you will be told by someone who is less experienced in doing these tours. Like, I'm in a tourism for 23 years. That's for you guys.
Wow. I hope my wife's watching this.
That's the tricky formula for the details.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for sharing those insights, especially for us who really want to experience riding. I've never been to the Alps. I've only ridden Italy, Florence. I've been to Malta. I don't know, Japan. But my wife's watching. Alam mo na, now you know. Thanks, Rosla. Yeah, Chris, this is Rosle. He'll be our tour guide next year. So anyway, so
you're booked already by the number. You just need to send a copy of your passport.
Oh, that's easy. I'll do it after the show. Anyway, Eva,
can you wrap it up? First to do this before I get to do it. I need to save up for a couple more years. But it is definitely a bucket list. Aris, man, you had an epic month with Rosley. Your stories have been inspiring. And Rosley, you've made hundreds of Filipino writers' dreams come true. To be able to visit all of these, wonderful places, in a safe, fun manner, and we really appreciate everything you guys are doing. Hopefully, one of these days, I get to go. I'm pretty sure Mackie's gonna go, and then Buck, maybe Buck will sell a kidney. Or some of his massive farmlands to be able to go.
Sell the land.
Now, as we wrap up,
these are just an excuses.
You can come up with 100 excuses, right? But it really just, you just got to do it if you want to do it, right?
That's it.
Twist that throttle. Yeah. On that note, how can people these stores
reach you out?
Reach you out, yeah.
It's very simple. They know you guys. You know me. So everybody who knows you is automatically connected to me already with one single phone call or one single message. All everybody right. knows Aris, so
reach out to
but yeah,
Aris.
Clutch Moto Tours, clutchmototours.com is another canal, or me, Rogle Verhoots. So
right.
on the Facebook, or just writing down my number.
Alrighty.
0038631560697. And when you send the WhatsApp text message, you will get the reply.
There you go.
Yo, all right. Aris, Pap, Rosle, thank you for taking care of our senior citizen here.
I would like to also to mention that the Boss Group and the leaders of the Boss Group are one of the canals. If you are part of the Boss Group, to come to us. If you know Jelo Roa and his new brand Ichi Boots Philippines.
Oh wow!
He's also one of the canals who is leading to us. And then you have Mr. Opoy from Wunderlich, Philippines. He is also our customer. So when you go to his shop and equip your GS with all the wunderly stuff, he can tell you, while his boys are maintaining your bike, he can tell you about riding with Clutch Moto Tours.
All right.
Iba, plus many more.
Iba, why don't you ask Rosli our hardest question?
As we wrap up, Rosli, I think we asked you this before, but maybe your definition has changed. What is your definition of tunay na rider, or what it means to be a real rider?
The real rider, it means that you've been riding in Europe with Clutch Moto Tour.
There you go. On that note, thank you so much again.
Right.
Welcome back, Aris. Glad you're home safe and sound. Rosle, thank you for keeping him safe and out of too much trouble. And we'll see you guys next week. I'm in Berlin. Rosle, you're somewhere in Europe as well. Aris is finally safe home.
I'm leaving for a ride for 28 days.
Oh, wow.
And now I will give you, for the end, an inspiring story. I have a private tour with an 80-year-old lady, 80. She's a rider. She's the former racer from Australia. She's a good friend of mine. I own her husband's bike. And we travel from Slovenia to Barcelona through the Alps for 28 days. And she is backupping with me with her 80 years. So it's never too late for a ride.
All right. On that note, see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thank you, Rosne.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.